Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. We're in Maseches Brachas Daf Ches. So the 3 points we're going to focus on today are: one, there are things that a person should daven for that require a timely response, and the Gemara mentions four of them: a good wife, an easy death, a burial, and a nearby bathroom. And this is one from the pasuk Alzos Yispelo Kolchasid Alecho Eis Maso, which translates: regarding this, let every devout man pray to you at the time needed of finding. Certain things you just need a timely response. Again, a good wife, easy death, a burial, and nearby bathroom. Things require time and response. Number two, since the time of the destruction of the base of Mikdash, Hashem only has the four amos of halacha in His world. As it says, "Miyom shechar base of Mikdash, ein la kadosh baruch b'olamo, ela arba amos shel halacha." Hashem only has the four amos of halacha. So we have the things require time and response, and the dalet amos of halacha that Hashem resides in, so to speak. And number three, one should always complete the parsha, the weekly parsha, with the tzibur, with the congregation, reading shnai mikra ve'echa targum. He should always read twice the Hebrew and the targum, the Aramaic translation, once. And when he does this, merits that his days and years are prolonged. He gets arichas yamim v'shanim. Again, the 3 points for Dav Chesra: there are certain things that require a timely response, like such as a shidduch. Two, Hashem only has the Dalet Amos of Halacha, the four Amos of Halacha in His world since the time of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. And one should always complete Shnai Mikra Echa Targum with the congregation. One gets Arichas Yami Mishanim, prolonged days and years. Okay, so now let's do our Simon. So the Simon for Daf Ches will always be a Challah. It's going to be a Challah. So what's the Simon for this Daf? We have Bachrim that are standing around a massive 4 amah long Segula Challah. That's like 8 feet square around that. And it's a Segula Challah, a special Challah, and they're inserting prayer notes, Kvitlach. They're inserting these prayer notes for a good Shidduch, and they've written those notes both in Hebrew and Aramaic to remind us of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So we have the 3 points. One, Bachrim are standing around a massive 4 amah long Challah, Segula Challah. That's the 4 amahs of Halacha that Hashem resides in. They're inserting prayer notes for a good Shidduch. That's things that require a timely response. And the notes are written both in Hebrew and Aramaic. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. That reminds us you have to learn and complete the parsha, deal with the tzibur. That's our simon for Daf Ches. So now we're ready to do our 4 blot back chazor, beginning on Daf Dalad. So Daf Dalad is a door, so we have Kachatzos. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying Kachatzos, not the exact time of Kachatzos to the midstream. Secondly, the Malchokas, we should be Soma Gula Tefillah, juxtapose redemption to Tefillah at Mariv. If so, Hashkivenu is Agula Richta. And then one who says Ashri 3 times is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba. Daf Hey is a haystack. We have, first of all, Kriya Shema Amita, one who says it's like one who holds a double-edged sword to slay the Mazikin. We also learn there are Shalosh Matanos Tovos, 3 good gifts that are acquired through Yisurin, that are acquired through afflictions, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. And finally, one can't free himself from his own prison. We learn from that out from the story of Rabbi Yochanan. We need someone to heal him, even though we could heal others. Ein chavush matir atzmo mebeis ha'asurim. Continuing Dav Vav, the simon for Vav is a sword. So one who has a set place for davening, a makam kavua, is considered a Talmud of Avram Avinu, and he's going to receive a special help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, Hashem wears tefillin with parshios that proclaim the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael, such as Mika Amcha, who is like your nation. And finally, on Dav Vav, one who benefits from a wedding su'uda without being mesamech the chasim, without giving joy to the groom, violates 5 kolos, but if he does go on the chasin, he zocha to Torah, he merits the Torah, which was given with 5 different sounds. And then moving on to the Zion, so the simon for Zion is a gun. The first point was we know that Bilam knew the exact moment when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, which lasts a rega. And we had that story with Rabbi Yeshua, knew it was when the rooster's comb turns pale and stands on 1 foot. He tried to use that to get rid of the mean, the heretic. Then we have number two, Moshe requested that after the Chet Egel, he wanted to understand the sugi of tzaddik v'ralo. Why do bad things happen to good people and the evil seem to at times prosper? And number three is we learn from the fact that Elisha's relationship to Eliyahu is characterized by his pouring the water on his Rebbe's hands, the gadol shemusha shotor yosem ulamuda, that attending to a Talmud Chacham is greater than actually learning from him. And the simon yesterday was, you have this Rashi, he's got the sniper gun poised over a rooster standing on 1 foot, so he can calculate the right time to shoot the tzaddik. That tzaddik were Ralo, and the rooster reminds us of the rega that Bilam knew when Hashem got angry. And then he sees in the scope that the tzaddik's Talmud is washing his Rebbe's hands, and that reminds us, Gadol HaShemush HaShel Torah, Yos Mil Lamuda, that attending to a Talmud Chacham is greater than learning from him. All right, so now it's finished with the pop quiz. All right, and there are no curveballs here. Every answer is meant to be the right answer. All right, which daf do we learn in the sugi of tzaddik v'ralo? Why good things happen to bad people. What daf was that on? That was on daf Zion. Good. And where do we learn that one who says Ashrei three times is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba? That's on daf Dalet. Great. And where do we learn out the importance of having a makum kavua, a set place to daven in shul? That's on daf Vav. And where do we learn about David Melech's harp that would blow when the northern wind would come at Chatzos? That would be on daf Gimel. Great. And where do we learn that one should be mashim, they should complete the parsha with a tzibur shnai mikra ve'echad targum, right, twice in Hebrew and once in the Aramaic translation? That is on daf Ches. Where do we learn that Hashem has tefillin? That's on daf Vav. Great. And where do we learn that you shouldn't go into a ruin? That's on daf Gimel. And we'll finish off with this. Where do we learn in the first parak that since the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem only resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on daf Ches. Excellent. All right, so that completes our session on Maseches Brachos, daf Ches. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.